Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. My name's Christopher and I'll be your host. So before we get started, I think it'd be a really good idea to try some new things, right? So pause the episode and grab yourself a glass of water, right? The main reason for this is that A, it'll help you feel full, right? Which kind of stops you from snacking during the episode. And B, it usually just feels really good to have a glass of water. Or in some countries, I know water doesn't taste all too great. So in that case, grab yourself a bottle of water or something low calorie and drink that instead. But, you know, usually drinking something instead of eating something will be less calories and it'll keep you nice and full. So on top of that, I just want to say thanks for listening, because honestly, I saw in the last few days that there is so many new people listening from all over the world. That is just, you know, that's crazy. And I really appreciate it. So if you guys have any questions at all, please just reach out to me on christopher@theweightmates.com. And I'll be happy to answer any questions or to help you start your weight loss journey. So today we are going to dive into a pretty big aspect of weight loss. And to me, this was a big thing that I kind of kept on doing wrong, and I know now that it is incredibly important in order to do this when you are counting your calories by using a diet like SECO, right? And so you might be wondering, what is this thing? It is your macronutrients and your micronutrients, right? You might have heard many times people say, oh, you know, you got to balance your macros, or don't forget about your micros, or this and that. Or you see some guy at the gym going like, I love protein, because that's sadly enough what some of them are like. But there is a certain value to that. There is a certain truth to that, which makes it very important, because if you have the right balance of macronutrients and micronutrients, you are supporting your body in a way in which it can work optimally, right? So if you're not doing that, and if you have a very one-sided diet, you will simply miss out on the nutrients that you need, and it'll hold you back during your weight loss journey, right? So again, keep in mind the lesson of the last bonus episode about lifestyle change. Just make one change at a time. I'm not expecting you guys to, you know, kind of adjust your macro balance and your micro balance just all in one go and, you know, stick to it right away, because that's not realistic. Even right now, for someone like myself, who's been on this journey for the past 9 months, 9.5 months now, I still have days where I'm not getting all of my macros or all of my micros, right? And that's fine, because that's not realistic. That's not sustainable. The point is that we know what to aim for, right? So if we keep that in mind, it comes down to the following explanation, right? So for your macronutrients, otherwise known as your macros, these are your fats, your carbohydrates, and your proteins, right? Those are your three macros. These are called your macros because we usually require large quantities of them, and so they are measured in grams. Each macro serves their own purpose, right? So the fats have their own purpose, the carbs have their own purpose, and the proteins have their own purpose. The main important thing which sets these macros apart from your micros is that your macros are your source of calories. They are your source of energy, right? Your body gets the energy it needs from your macros, from your fats, carbs, and proteins. Now, I don't want to go super in depth on each of them just yet, because I am making a bonus episode deep diving on every single macro, right? So that you can get the full information. If you want that, you can get the full information on each macro. Your micros, on the other hand, your micronutrients, right? Your micros, these are your vitamins and your minerals, stuff like iron, vitamin C, vitamin B12, vitamin D, you know, and a whole lot of other things, because there is quite a literal ton of them. But the thing that makes these different is that we only need really small amounts of each, right? So this is measured usually in milligrams or even micrograms. And even though we only need really small amounts, it can be pretty easy to become deficient in some of these micros, which can have different consequences depending on which micro you're deficient in and for how long, and you know, the extent of that. But usually a nutritionist or doctor can establish that in the best way possible, and then they can either tell you which foods to eat in order to kind of stop this deficiency, or they can give you supplements, and then equally it'll do the same thing. But also for this, it is important to note that your micros do not provide calories, right? Your micros do not provide energy to the body, right? Instead, your micros allow the body to produce enzymes and hormones, as well as help prevent certain diseases, right? But also for this, I'm going to make a bonus episode that really goes in deep on deficiencies and kind of how to avoid them and which foods to eat and which foods to, you know, to kind of include into your diet. So look out for that. That will be showing up soon. So let's start talking about our macros, right? Achieving a good macro balance that will help you lose weight, but also help you sustain a good, healthy diet, right? So, like I said, macros are your source of calories. They're the source of energy for your body. A good thing to know here would be, okay, if I have a gram of fat or a gram of carb or a gram of protein, how many calories am I consuming at that point? Well, for 1 gram of fat, you are consuming 9 calories, right? For 1 gram of carbs, you're consuming 4 calories. And for 1 gram of proteins, you're also consuming 4 calories. So this means that, hypothetically speaking, you could have 2.25 grams of carbs or proteins as opposed to 1 gram of fat, right? Which also makes sense, because now you can kind of think back to like a Big Mac or a bag of Doritos or some other fat-filled food, and you can kind of see, oh, right, so this is that many calories because there is more grams of fat in this, right? So based on that, how do we then figure out what a good balance is? Well, the most common agreed upon balance between these macros is that 30% of your diet needs to consist of fat, 35% of your diet needs to be consisting of proteins, and 35% of your diet needs to be consistent of carbohydrates, right? This is the ideal balance of your macros. However, and even though this is a really good thing to aim for, it is not always realistic. And so to kind of put some extra weight on why that is not realistic, let's just take a look at the percentages that I achieved in 2 separate occasions, right? So last week, Wednesday, was a really good day for me because I stayed 61 calories within my budget, right? Which was great. And on top of that, I achieved a diet that consisted of 34% fats, 45% carbs, and 21% proteins. Now, to be fair, that is still a little ways off the recommended 30% fat, 35% protein, and 35% carb rule, right? But that's okay, because again, that standard rule is something to aim for. In the end, you're gonna have to find certain ratios that are close enough together to be healthy, but also sustainable for you, right? For your diet. Like for me, for example, I eat a ton of bread because bread is great. Well, at the very least, Dutch bread is great, right? So for me, having a higher percentage of carbs is normal, right? But if you barely ever eat any bread or any carb-filled foods, then it's fine for your carbs to be closer to 20% of your daily intake, right? So if we take a look at a different example where I actually went over my calorie budget, because again, weight loss is not a straightforward, straight line downwards, right? There's ups and downs and there's wins and losses. That's always going to be the case. On Saturday, I'm recording this on a Sunday, so yesterday for me, I went 374 calories over, right? And by going over my budget, my percentages look a bit different. My diet on that day consisted of 27% fats, 67% carbs, and 6% proteins. Now, as you can tell, that is way off, right? The only one that kind of comes close is the fats, right, with 27%. but the carbs is way off and the proteins are way off, right? And again, this is because I went over and I had the wrong foods, right? I made a wrong balance in my macros by eating the foods that I had. So, like I said earlier, it is about finding the ratios that work best for you, the percentages that work best for you, while still trying to aim for that 30%, 35%, 35%, right? But again, if you go on 45% carbs or even 50% carbs on a day, that's fine. If you go a bit higher on the fats, around 35%, or you go much lower on the 15% side, that's fine as well. As long as you make sure that you are getting a nice balance between all three of them, because that is what a healthy diet consists of, okay? Because with that in mind, you can actually let each macro do the thing they were supposed to do because you're getting enough of them, right? So if you want to find out what an ideal balance is for you, go on to tdeecalculator.net, the same website I recommended in the first episode, and fill in your details and then scroll down and it'll show you three different situations in which it divides your macros for you. Now, just now I mentioned, you know, letting your macros actually do the things they're supposed to do. So what do they actually do, right? The purpose of fats is to support cell growth and supply your body with long-term energy resources, right? So when you're sleeping or when you haven't had food for a while, your body is going to start tapping into your fat reserves, right? The purpose of carbohydrates is to provide your body with immediate energy. Your carbohydrates will get broken down before they even enter the bloodstream, right? Into fructose, sucralose, and galactose, I believe. And they will provide your body with energy for immediate things it's doing, like muscle contractions, or maybe you're doing exercise, or, you know, something of the kind. And for this, the good note here is that there are different kinds of carbs, of which some people would say that there's good and bad carbs, but in the bonus episode that's going to really go into carbs and what they do for you, I will explain much more about that, but for now, we're going to keep at this. Then the purpose of proteins is to support muscle growth and other bodily processes, like, for example, assisting the digestive system or maintaining a good pH value inside of you, right? So if you get the right balance of these three macros, your body will be able to actually do the things it's supposed to be doing. And if you allow your body to do so, your body will become healthier and it'll help you lose weight, because not only will you feel physically better, but for example, proteins, they are a big part of your hormone regulation. You might mentally feel better as well, right? And exercise is a great example of that as well, because it goes paired with protein so much. There's some really good mental benefits there that most people don't really talk about, because they just keep looking at that number on the scale or what they look like in the mirror, not thinking to themselves, hey, how am I mentally doing, right? But again, that is a whole nother episode, and I will definitely get into that because I know that's a very important aspect. So now that we know more about our macronutrient balance, let's jump into our micronutrient balance, right? Our vitamins and our minerals. There is a large variety of these, and so it is pretty hard to track each individual one and make sure that you're getting all the right things. But luckily enough, there is a reasonable amount of trust that you can put into your own diet, if it's varied, right? That you are getting most, if not all, of the micronutrients that you need. However, as you noticed, I said if it's varied, right? If your diet is a varied diet, right? So you are having lots of different things, that's when you can trust on your own judgment and kind of go like, okay, yeah, I am probably getting all, if not most of my micronutrients. However, if you are not getting a varied diet, for example, you are not consuming enough dairy products, right? This is usually the case for people that are lactose intolerant, like myself. However, quick tip, if you are lactose intolerant, lactose-free products are a lifesaver. So if you're not consuming enough dairy, there's a good chance that you already are or are becoming deficient in calcium, which takes care of the health of your bones, right? So keep those kind of things in mind, right? So if it's not varied, right, if you are mostly eating fast food or junk food most of the week, then there is definitely a question to be asked about, okay, am I getting all these micros? But don't worry, in the bonus episode about micros that I will do soon as well, I'm gonna share some good foods and things that you can have in order to actually get a large amount of these micros really easily. So that pretty much concludes this episode. In the upcoming week, I will release a bunch of bonus episodes that I've been working on, which really go into detail about the different macros and about the different micros. And I just want to share with you guys what kind of the goal is for these first few episodes. The main goal is to kind of give you this insight into how to start losing weight and what is important when you are trying to lose weight, right? In the next, well, so-called season, right? We're going to really talk about, okay, but what are the very concrete tips and tricks about weight loss? And how do I track my weight loss? What are the best approaches, right? So, again, this first season, I'll just call it, is about how to lose weight. And then the next season is about, okay, how do I continue losing weight? When do I know how to stop? How do I track things? What should I look out for? You know, all those kinds of things. And that will complete this episode. Like I said, many episodes coming in this week. And I want to thank you all for listening. I hope your glass of water or your glass of low-calorie drink was great and that it really helped you out. My name's Christopher from The Weight Mates, and I hope that you have a great day.